Derek Warren here with Visit Effingham's Jody Taylor. Thanks again for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
Yeah, February's pretty much gone, so we got March events coming up here. It may not be as populated as February was, but still plenty of stuff to do.
Yeah, absolutely. There's still plenty of things to do in March as we slowly head into spring and as we're hoping for nicer weather. So, yeah, we're excited about all that's going on. I'll start off with the EPC shows because they've got another full lineup of stuff coming in March. A lot of really fun and different shows, too, which I love to see. March 6th is Celebrating Meatloaf. So it's going to be a concert of his legendary hits actually some of the Meatloaf band, like the members of the band. So obviously Meatloaf himself won't be there, but members of his actual band are in this like tribute band of sorts.
That's awesome.
I think it's going to be like a really high energy, fun, you know, 80s style show. So if you love Meatloaf and all of his classic songs, definitely hit that one up on March 6th.
All right, March 6th.
And then next on March 12th is the Vitamin String Quartet. So this is a really cool thing. So they are like a classical crossover of genuine contemporary music. Think classic music. I don't know that you're a fan maybe of Bridgerton, but I know a lot of people are big fans of Bridgerton right now. That's really popular. So if you watch that show, they take contemporary popular pop music and they put it into a classical song, music. So that's what, the Vitamin String Quartet is actually on Bridgerton. Like their music is on Bridgerton.
Gotcha.
And Bridgerton is super popular right now, the show on Netflix. But so music by like Billie Eilish, Bridgerton, all kinds of, again, popular music. So you're going to hear pop songs, popular songs that are popular right now, but you're going to hear it in a classical tone.
A different take on it.
Yes. So I love, when I watch Bridgerton, one of the things that I love to do is to figure out what song is playing. Because, you know, it's classical, but you can tell, if you really listen to it, you can tell what contemporary song it is on the show itself. So this show is not something that we've necessarily had here in Effingham before, but I think it's really an opportunity for people to go out there and enjoy a night of, you can say you're going to a classical music show, but also be able to enjoy, you know, the contemporary pop music that goes along with it.
And
so
I've always thought that artists that can take other songs and make it their own is always a sign of good musicians.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So this group is very talented. Obviously, they're super popular right now, so we've got them at the perfect time. So if you're a fan of Bridgerton, if you're a fan of classical music, or if you're just a fan of music in general, I really think this is going to be a super cool show.
Yeah.
You won't want to miss that one.
Definitely.
So that's on March 12th. On March 13th, they're going to flip it completely around because Pauly Shore is coming, the actor, comedian. It is adult content, so you do have to be an adult to come to this show. But he's a legendary comedian actor from, I think, you know, especially in the 90s. I know I grew up watching movies like Encino Man and Son-in-Law. He had a very specific vibe, Pauly Shore. He has a podcast right now, too, that's pretty popular. So, and I just think, you know, if you love to laugh, go to a comedy show. You know, we have a couple of these a year at the Effingham Performance Center, and they're always so fun. They're just entertaining. I mean, you really can't go wrong with a comedian. So if you're an 80s or a 90s child, especially, I think you'll really enjoy Pauly Shore.
Yeah, and that's on the 13th. It's actually Friday the 13th, second month in a row.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize that. That is crazy. 2 months in a row of Friday the 13th. So that might be an extra special show. You might want to check that out. And then on March 14th, they've got a great lineup going here so far. March 14th, they have Three Dog Night.
Oh,
so
nice.
Three Dog Night had to reschedule. They were I think they originally had a show in the fall, and they had to reschedule for various reasons to March 14th. So again, you know, classic rock with songs like Joy to the World, which I feel like everybody knows.
Oh,
I'm not going to sing it right now, but you know, everybody knows it. They're actually in their sixth decade of performing Three Dog Night,
really?
Which is crazy. But it's just, again, that classic rock band. They've got a lot. I would say that you know them even if you don't know them. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't recognize Three Dog Night, or you think you don't know Joy to the World, if you hear it, you know, yeah. You know it. So right.
You may not know the name of the song, but you know how
you
it
know
sounds.
It. Yeah. Yes. So I do know this one is pretty full, but I'm sure they have a few tickets left if anyone is interested in going to that one. And then on March 21st is another really interesting one. It's called Mama, I'm a Big Girl Now. So this is actually the original Tracy, Penny, and Amber from the Broadway musical Hairspray.
Okay.
And they're together. They have a show together. So basically, it's, you know, they want to join these performers on a hilarious and meaningful musical journey about their origins, their friendships, careers, and children. So it's really just going to be, if you like Broadway, if you loved Hairspray, yeah. It's just going to be a night of music and stories. So I think it's going to be, you know, a very intimate, cool evening of Broadway. Into getting to know these women that were originally, you know, in the original Hairspray. So, and that's obviously a very popular Broadway show. It's really great. They made a movie on it. So, again, if you're into Broadway, I think this is a can't miss show.
Awesome. Yeah. If you're into that type of stuff, it's definitely one not to miss.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. And then on March 27th is the Traveling Salvation Show. It's a tribute to Neil Diamond. So, again, another really great tribute band. This tribute to Neil Diamond will have everyone dancing and singing the hits. It's actually a 10-person ensemble.
Wow.
And they work to recreate just the energy of Neil Diamond. So I know, again, you know, if you're a Neil Diamond fan, yeah. He has so many classic hits that everybody knows.
Well, with that many people, it'll be a full sound.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. And that's really,
they need to, yeah.
Yes, that's really cool to see. So again, that's March 27th. That'll be a great show. And last but not least, on March 28th is Fake News, a tribute to Huey Lewis. So
okay, yeah.
We've got a lot of really great tributes this month. It's a tribute to the incomparable Huey Lewis and the News. That really emphasize recreating his live performances. And again, okay. Just the energy that Huey Lewis had. So I feel like we kind of have stuff for all ages in this and all just genres of from Broadway to classical to these great tributes of rock. It's going to be a good month at the FEM Performance the Center.
EPC's so hopping this month.
They really are. They've had a great, you know, winter, and I know going into spring, they've got some good stuff going. I know they're already working on next season, bringing us a lot of other great shows. So we're always really excited. The ladies at the EPC do a great job, and we're always really excited to see what they've got next.
Yeah, it's always, you never know what you're going to see there. Yeah. And it's always a good show. I've been in there a few times for some shows.
It's always
a great venue.
It is a great venue, very intimate. There's not a bad seat in the house, and they bring some really great shows in. So we're always very excited about that.
Yeah, you know, all kinds of stuff happening at the EPC. And again, you can find that on the Visit Effingham website and then also the EPC website as well. So
absolutely.
Either one there.
Yeah.
What else do we got going on?
Yeah, we've got a lot of other great events going on too. So starting off on March 1st is a Stranger Things trivia at the Wandering Whistler Cafe. If you love Stranger Things, my son actually just binged. He's 9 and he just binge watched all of Stranger Things. So I was telling my husband, we should bring him with us and go do this, and we would probably do really good.
Probably run the table,
We probably would. So that's a really fun thing for people to get out. I know those trivia nights are just really fun for people to do. On March 4th is the full band open mic night at Village Wine. So every Wednesday, they have open mic night at Village Wine that Post Music Works puts on. But when they do the full band, it's really cool. Yeah. So we're always really excited about that. It's also really fun as the weather gets warmer. They'll go up on the roof at Village Wine, which is even cooler.
Cool,
so watch out for those too. We're always excited about that. And then on March 15th, the Stitch Givers are getting together for St. Patrick's Day at Village Wine. So it's a very, they get together literally a couple times a year around St. Patrick's Day, and they do a couple shows, Effingham, T-Town, other places in Southern Illinois.
Oh, that's cool.
But if you're looking to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, you got to see the Stitch Givers. They are really, really talented. So we're excited about that. On March 19th, the History of the Heart Theater is at the Effingham County Courthouse Museum. Yeah. So, you know, there's been a lot of great stuff with the Hart Theater lately. They have a board. They're working to slowly start to raise funds to revive the Hart Theater. And the Hart Theater board is working with the Effingham County Cultural Museum Association. They're going to kind of do the history of the Hart and stories, you know, information, just kind of go through, again, the history of it. I think it's going to be a really interesting presentation. Doors open at 6. I believe it starts at 6:30 on the 19th. I think it'll be a packed house. And that is at the museum on the second floor.
Okay. Yeah. And that's a nice whole building there. But the the Hart Theater, my parents tell me stories about that all the time. It was the only one in town.
Yes.
It predates the RMC Theater by a long time.
Yeah.
People don't even know that it was a theater at this point.
Right.
It's kind of flipped. So.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the very first place that I ever saw a show. And it was probably close to when it was starting to end. In the early 90s, I watched The Little Mermaid there for the very first time.
Cool.
And I have memories. I mean, they're a little vague because I was probably 5. But I have some fond memories of the Hart Theater. And I know so many people do, especially if you really grew up in the age of its heyday. So, and I know they're really trying to do great things over there
and
revive it. So we're always interested to watch that progress.
Yeah, and it's nice to see them get some attention to
it
as well.
Absolutely.
So that's another way to just get more money fed into that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're excited about that. On March 20th at Tuscan Hills Winery, you can do a Offing Ferris, a murder mystery dinner. Again, those are so fun. You pay one price and you get food and entertainment. You can be involved with it if you want. It's super fun. Tuscan Hills Winery does a great job with that. On March 20th and 21st is Spring Into Downtown. It's their shopping event. They're going to have CEO pop-ups, lots of great sales going on, and, you know, just encouraging people all the time to shop local. We've got a lot of really great stores downtown, so this is just a good weekend and a good excuse to go down there on March 20th and 21st.
For sure.
On March 21st, there's also Glow Bingo at the Elks, and this is for the Central Illinois Truck Convoy that they do every summer, and I think they're just raising funds for this event that they do, and that always goes back to, like, Illinois Make-A-Wish, so it's for a great cause.
Yeah. Great.
Glow Bingo is so fun. Bingo in general is fun, and when you turn off the lights and everything glows, it's even more fun. So that is March 21st. On March 27th is Unit 40 Mentoring Trivia Night, and that's at the Effingham Event Center. And again, just a fun night for a really good cause. So Unit 40 Mentoring Trivia is always fun. And then last but not least, on March 28th, they're going to the Downtown Business Group is having a Bunny Bash. So again, they're going to have shopping, lots of, like, shopping sales. They're actually going to have an Easter egg hunt downtown on the courthouse lawn. They're hoping to have 4-H animals on the square.
Awesome.
Easter Bunny might be walking around downtown. There'll be eggs that people can find. And I think, like, with some coupons and stuff like that on there. So a lot of really fun things happening in March as we also gear up for Easter coming up in April. So
right around the
and
corner.
And spring will be here hopefully very soon. I know this week, these next couple days are going to be nice before we dip back down again. But
up and down, that's the way it is.
It really is, yeah. But we're ready for spring, but we've got a lot of really great stuff happening in March. In April, we're already looking forward to Effingham Restaurant Week, and we'll be back to talk about that. But that'll be, I believe, April 13th through the 19th. So that's always really exciting for us, too.
Yeah, I may have a separate interview just for that.
Yeah.
It's always all kinds of businesses get involved in that, and they also have special entrees and stuff like that.
Yes, so the menus are always, like, just perfect.
Yeah.
We're always very excited. It's a great week to eat out in Effingham.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so March is pretty packed. And once again, it's visiteffinghamil.com for the website. You can also find some on our website, effinghamradio.com. So make sure to go out and enjoy the events coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Derek.
And thank you.